It's Fairfield County Live and Local, presented by the Sono Collection. Live and Local podcast is back, and I'm talking to my man, Ian D'Arcangelo. Dude, thank you for being on here.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So if you don't know Ian, and if you listen to Live and Local, you've definitely heard his band One Time Weekend a whole bunch of times. I interviewed you guys twice now, about a year or so ago on this show, and then on the old show, Black Rock Live and Local, both of which are available to stream online. But dude, we're talking because you've got a new solo record that just came out.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've got the single just came out. The record's coming out on October 8th.
Sorry, so. That's right. The new album, Into the Great Unknown, is out on October 8th. And I always wonder, you know, what, you know, like you hear about Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains is making a new album. You hear about, you know, the lead singer goes off and they make their own album. And my first question is always, why not, you know, if you're the one singing and you're the one writing lyrics, why not just have it be a band record? What's the difference? Because One Time Weekend is doing big things in CT. You could have just probably done some of these as the band, but why do it just you?
Well, I would hardly compare to Alice in Chains.
I'm pretty sure I just did.
I know. I appreciate that because I really love that band. I kind of see the band as one thing, and then my solo stuff is another thing, and it's kind of just different. It's different ways of expressing music and expressing myself through music. And a lot of the stuff that I have for my solo record, I was like, okay, I don't really see this working with One Time Weekend, or I kind of am imagining something a little bit different than what we're doing. So maybe I put that aside and think about it later. And then eventually that time came and I realized that I had enough tracks to put down on a record. So yeah.
What makes a song an Ian song as opposed to a One Time Weekend song?
That's a good question. I think lately I've been writing music with the intention of playing it with a band. Like I'll write a song and I'll write, okay, like this part will be really good for Zach or Adam to play on guitar. But then if I write something and I think that it sort of strays away from that four-piece rock formula, then I think that's when it becomes more of an Ian song, I guess you would say.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that in a nutshell, that's kind of what the formula is.
So how early in the writing process do you start to make that determination? Like, hey, this is kind of feeling like a me thing, or this is kind of feeling like a band thing, or do you go into it with a certain intent?
No, I think it's at the end, okay. I guess. Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if there's ever a singular way that it happens. You know, I could go into it and say, that this is just going to be for the band, or I could go into it thinking it's going to be for the band and then end up thinking, okay, like maybe not, you know what I mean? Or I'll bring it to the band and it won't sound like I could think it's supposed to sound. So I'll kind of like be like, all right, I don't want to do this anymore, and maybe put that aside and try a different song. So I guess it's kind of different every time. It depends on the song, really.
Right. Well, I mean, listening to even just the first single that comes off of it, I mean, your voice, of course, is so prevalent in One Time Weekend material that I can hear the similarities, but there's definitely a difference. I know you're a big Mahali fan. Going back, I hear a lot of that influence that's in this single. And I know that the band gets very into Prague. You guys have covered Rush phenomenally. And this sticks to a little more of a singer-songwriter thing. But what are your, as a songwriter, whether for yourself or with the band, what are the early influences for you?
As a songwriter?
Yeah.
I'd say, well, that's tough. It changes all the time, but like, I really enjoy the band Dawes. I don't know if you ever heard of them. They're from like LA, California. But they balance songwriting, like intimate lyrics, songwriting, and engaging music in one like nice package. Yeah. And and they're really good. They're really fucking good. So
fine. We're in line. Okay.
All right. yeah, they're great. And I discovered them. It was funny. I was telling, I had another interview with Kate, from, What I Got. And, I was telling her about how I discovered Dawes. Cause I went to see John Mayer. He played at like the Xfinity Center, a few years ago, and they opened, but I wasn't paying attention at all. Like I was just on the lawn, like right. probably drunk, like just like hanging out. And
yeah.
I could really hear
the
them.
Opener, who cares?
Yeah. I didn't know their songs. And then my buddy, Corey, you know, Corey Payne, the artist.
Why do I know that name?
He's like on ESPN and like does, well, he's not on ESPN. He was featured by ESPN for doing the cleats and he does like a bunch of murals around Hartford.
I think I follow him on Instagram or something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's amazing. We were lucky enough to have him do the One Time Weekend album cover, but, he was like, you got to check these guys out, like give them a shot. And I was like, oh, all right, whatever. And I checked him out and I was like, wow. What was I doing? Like, why did I not pay attention at that show? Like what was going through my head? So yeah, that's they've been a huge inspiration on me. But when I grew up, like Bruce Springsteen was always playing, like that was like what I wanted to go see him and the Allman Brothers and yeah, the Beatles especially. Big influence.
Right on. So for recording this album, a lot of times you hear solo record and you assume it's going to be this very stripped down acoustic kind of sound album. And this is not, and I was relieved, honestly, that this was not that, because I love stripped down acoustic songs. Stripped down acoustic albums lose my interest very quickly by like song 4 or 5. So this is not that kind of thing. What was the recording process like? I know you had One Time Weekend members in there, you know, recording different stuff. Tell me about the recording process.
Yeah. So basically the first thing I tried to figure out was who was going to play drums. And I was really lucky to, okay. So I guess I'll start from the beginning. So the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
Nothing was going on. I was like, really itching to work on something and I had some money saved and I was like, you know what? I think now would be a good time to finally do that album. And I was like, okay, like who am I going to play drums? Who's going to play drums for the record? And I realized that my friend Alex Gioso was home because he was on Broadway doing Hamilton and unfortunately that got shut down. So all those musicians lost their job, came back to, their hometowns, wherever they're from, and we're kind of just hanging out, waiting for Broadway to reopen. And I approached him.
I love Alex Gioso. I've known that guy for like 12, 13 years.
Really?
I don't know if you know this story, but yeah. I when you're done, I have a funny Alex Gioso story to tell you. But anyway, yeah, no, I've known
now.
Alex.
I want to hear it now. I don't want to wait.
I forgot about 12. All right. I'll throw it in now. So Alex recorded my first ever demo with my band in college. He's just turned 30, right? He's like about 3 years younger than I am.
I think he's in his 30s.
So he opened, we met because he opened for my band, The Edge of Barstow, when I was in college and he was a senior in high school. And we played at a Chinese food restaurant and he was in the most hardcore prog, like Tool influenced band at the time. Their bass player had like long dreads and he showed up. He said that I could borrow his drum kit. I was playing drums at the time. He shows up with like a 13 piece crazy kit. And in my head, I remember thinking to myself, oh, this show off nonsense. Like, come on, there's no way this guy's going to use the snare, the kick and one tom in this entire set. This is all for show. Dude, they opened for us, and I was embarrassed down behind the drum kit after this guy's one of the most talented. Dude, I mean, like, you know, just the fact that he was playing in a pit orchestra in Hamilton is enough to explain how talented this guy is, but I'm sorry. Anyway, so yes, that's how I know Alex Gioso.
That's an amazing story, and I, like, totally understand, like, exactly what you mean, and that just goes to show he's an amazing musician in so many different ways. And it's not just the prog stuff. Like he's just listens really well. And he knows maybe it's the musical theater training, but he knows exactly like what part to put where. And so I approached him and I said, hey, like I need a drummer. And I've known him since I was in high school, since I was 14, because we did pit band together, except for he was a professional musician that the school hired. And I was just like a student that did it for free. And we like got to know each other through pit, and kept in touch. And he did a session with One Time Weekend too, our acoustic session. Where he played percussion actually. But so I asked him, we sat down over the summer, worked through all the songs. He added drums. We revised stuff. He added his suggestions. We figured out parts. Then we went into the studio and tracked drums first. And then from there just built everything up piece by piece and finished it in like about a year. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. How was this a gradual process just over the course of the year, like, you know, come back to it when there's a little bit more money, or was this something that you really like, you know, were dedicated to throughout the entire year?
I was dedicated to it. The studio was dedicated to it. It just honestly just like life got in the way. Unfortunately, I quarantined 3 times. And I actually got COVID the 3rd time. But on top of that, just like scheduling and stuff just like kind of going wrong with COVID and everything like that. Not even just the COVID part, but like the actual like things getting pushed around and all that scheduling nonsense. You know, just like little things here and there that just kind of got in the way. Right. And it ended up causing us to have to move the release date. But that's just how these things work. And nothing works the way it's supposed to. So.
Especially in the last year and a half. No, I mean, it makes total sense. In terms of like themes of the record. So right now, the first single is out. It's called Hey Ma. It's on all streaming services. If you want to check it out, full album comes out a week from tomorrow. Today being the 30th. So October 8th, you can get the whole album. But so the new single Hey Ma, I noticed the theme of that song kind of is about making your own path and going your own way and being true to yourself. And I have to admit, knowing that you're in a pretty successful band in Connecticut, I'm sitting there, I'm thinking to myself like, this can't possibly be a coincidence that this song you're putting out about making your own way and, you know, carving your own path it can't be a coincidence that that's the first track off your solo record. Was there a connection there?
Between the band and that?
No, just between like you kind of setting off on your own and making your own record. And then the first single is about, you know, carving your own path and going out and doing stuff on your own.
Yeah. Yeah. That was kind of the idea behind it. I'm happy you picked up on that. I mean, yeah, it has nothing to do with the band because, like I said before, that
what I'm saying is One Time Weekend breaking up, Ian.
I hate those guys, man. They suck. All right, guys, come on in.
Don't play. Eggy did that to me a couple of weeks ago. There was they were hiding under the table and would just come up randomly. It wouldn't surprise me if they all showed up.
Yo, those guys are blowing up. I love seeing that.
I love those guys so much. I've been honored to have shared a stage with them a couple of times when we were all much younger. They just kept going and kept getting better. I went into radio, which is what you do when you can't hack it anymore. But no, those guys are great. But no, I mean, I'm so not, obviously the band is doing great and this isn't that, but was it an expression for you of being like, hey, you know, the band is great, but this is something that I'm doing on my own. Here's this song that's about breaking off and doing something on your own.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'd say everything but the breaking off thing. Like I think it was more of just
breaking off is a strong word. Yeah.
More of just, the message, I guess, of that song is kind of, you know, you really should do what you want to do with your life, because otherwise it seems like a wasted life to me. So, and a lot of the times, especially nowadays with social media and everything being so public, it seems like whenever someone tries to do what they want to do, and unless they're immediately successful, people tend to look down upon that, And when people do get some sort of recognition or success, people find ways to hate on that. And it just doesn't make any sense to me because everyone starts somewhere. And I don't know. It's like, no one is born a star or no one is born successful. I mean, there definitely is privileges and things like that. But there are people that work really hard and it seems like they blow up overnight or it seems like they get successful overnight, but there's really years of hard work and failure before that. So it's kind of just all of that in one song, I guess. Yeah.
That's well said, though. I love that. There is an instant gratification. You know, we live in an instant gratification culture and you expect things to happen right away from you. And the way we portray it on social media is that things happen right away. You never post about your failures.
Right. Right. And that, I've struggled with that all the time. I'm like, oh, like I just, why isn't this happening for me? You know what I mean? Like, why isn't this working? And then I realize, well, there's other things that I need to be worrying about instead of looking like scrolling on my phone, looking at other people's success. So it's just kind of a wake up call, if you will.
What other themes did you explore on this record? You know, what can we expect from the rest of the material?
Not politics. I stayed away from that.
Okay. All right.
I don't write about that. I don't know how, so I don't want to stay away.
I get that. It's less stressful to just let other people do that. I totally get that.
Yeah, that's true. I wrote a little bit about my childhood, just like memories and reminiscing stuff. And then I'm trying to think of if there's anything else that stands out. Just like little stories. I like writing little stories and kind of leaving it up to the viewer or the listener to kind of interpret what they get from it. I don't really like to define music, like, you know, like my own music, like, oh, this is about XYZ. But as far as themes goes, yeah, I'd say, Hey Ma, we talked about, but also just me, I guess, my life growing up and what I want from the future. So.
Oh, that's great, dude. Well, so you've got, what's that?
That's a hard question.
No problem, man. Listen, you know, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to ask the tough questions. I'm like I'm the Diane Sawyer of the Connecticut music scene. That's my job. All right. So the album's coming out October 8th, and you've got a show that exact same night too.
Yeah.
So who's in the band, dude? Tell me about this show. What can people expect?
They can expect a lot of musicians that are a lot better than me. Let's start with the drummer. Alex Giosa, which we talked about before. It was that record better than anyone else, except for maybe me and the mix engineer. We've got my friend Adam Eitan on guitar. And Adam is actually featured on some of the songs too, because he actually, we'd be playing them. I'd be like, hey man, here's one of my songs. Like, let's do this for a gig that we're going to do, like an acoustic gig. And he'd be like, all right, let me add this amazing theme over this break. And then I'd be like, I have to put that on the record. So why don't you come in and put it on the record?
Of course.
Or if there's a spot that needs a guitar solo and I was like, I can't do this, I'm going to have someone else do it, I would always call him. So Adam is in the band, which I'm stoked about. On bass, we have the bassist from the Streetlight Shakers, who you might be aware of, Sylvan Castellano, who I'm excited to work with. He's a phenomenal bass player. And then a new addition on keys, we have my friend Keenan from Nikita, who is going to be playing keyboards and a little bit of trumpet. So
nice, man.
Yeah.
Nice. Broadbrook Opera House on the 8th of October, same day as the release of the album. Tickets are available right now. I'm going to link those up after we conclude this. We're going to replay this interview on Friday, and also make sure you're listening Sunday night 9 p.m. on 95.9 The Fox. We're going to be playing some tracks off of this album, some one-time weekend stuff, some clips from this interview, And yeah, we'll make sure that people know where they can buy tickets for that as well, dude. What about One Time Weekend? What's going on with you fellas?
Oh, we're good. We had a really great summer. We did a backyard tour, which basically was all set up through our fans, like people that wanted to have us come play. Because we sort of set that up in the wintertime when we weren't sure what the restrictions were going to be.
Right.
And we had people, you know, submit and say what package they wanted as far as like an acoustic show, full electric show with lights. And then we traveled to the houses and set up and played. And I think we did about 7 of those the whole summer.
Oh, so that's like a house party tour. I love that idea.
Yeah. Actually, the manager of Will Evans suggested that. I was talking to him and he was like, you should do something like this. So
that's so smart, especially when it's completely unknown, like what our restrictions are going to be at any given time.
Yeah. and that way, you know, if it canceled, it wasn't the end of the world. And if they wanted to invite more people, they could. If they wanted to only invite 5 people, they could. So it was intimate. And then we went out west and we played some shows in South Dakota and Colorado and Pennsylvania.
I lost you for a sec. Did you hear that?
Sorry.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, we went out west and played some shows in Colorado, South Dakota, and a festival in Pennsylvania, and a few festivals around this area. So,
sweet.
Yeah.
And what about in the future? Any new albums from One Time Weekend coming?
I'm not going to confirm that. But we have been we have been talking about doing another one. And we have enough material now for probably like 3 albums, but we're going to figure out what the method is for that. Cause it really is. That's the hardest part. It's like figuring out how to record it and like budget and all that BS.
Oh yeah.
So we were thinking about trying to do it ourselves, maybe doing a little bit of crowdfunding and getting some nice equipment. But we'll see what happens, you know. Stay tuned.
I love it. And are you going to tour this album at all?
I haven't really thought of that, to be honest. It's kind of up in the air because I play a lot of solo stuff, but getting the money to pay those amazing musicians to come with me is sort of, you know what I mean? Like I'm not in a band with them. They're kind of like contracted by me. So I would love to, if they're listening, I would love to. But it's kind of up to them. So we'll see.
Gotcha. Well, see, so right there, that's all the more reason to buy tickets to the Broadbrook Opera House show on October 8th coming
that's
up.
Right.
Not tomorrow, but next Friday.
Yeah.
And check out this new single, Hey Ma. It's on all streaming platforms right now. We're going to be playing it Sunday night at 9 p.m. on 95.9 The Fox for Fairfield County Live and Local. And the new album coming out also on October 8th, Into the Great Unknown. Ian, thank you, dude. Thanks for stopping by. It's always good to talk to you.
It was a pleasure, John. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Stick around for a quick second. But yeah, if you want to listen, you can go to 959thefox.com. If you don't live in Fairfield County, Connecticut, Sunday night at 9 p.m. to tune in. Or if you're in Fairfield County, just go to 95.9 FM. Thank you for watching. Thank you for supporting live and local music in your community. We'll see you next time.